commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Yesterday, it became certain that Walsall will have a full debate over a city administrator. Walsall Mayor Jim Tipple called a news conference and recommended that an outside consultant make recommendations on the topic. As with so many things involving the mayor, the idea to debate how Walsall governs itself is noble, but the execution is lousy. An expert consultant will quickly become the loudest voice on this issue, and it's an issue the people of Walsall should decide. There are three models of city government that will be reviewed. The first is the current system, with a strong elected mayor and a city council. The second model is a part-time mayor, a city council, and a city administrator who runs City Hall on a day-to-day basis. The third choice would be to do away with the mayor altogether and have the city run by the council and an administrator only. Now, there are examples of all three models working successfully, and that's why the will of the people should ultimately decide. If the city council and the mayor think they'll decide this issue based on a report that they commission, they're drunk on their own power. Some council members have even talked about hiring an emergency or an interim administrator, saying that City Hall now is dysfunctional, while that is presumptive and arrogant. A consultant's recommendation in favor of one of the three options would short-circuit the debate about the other two. It would ultimately sway public opinion. After all, an expert will have spoken. The better idea is to put the issue in front of the people first, a non-binding referendum. Once the public's preference is known, then hire a consultant to make recommendations on how the new system of government might work. Then have a final vote, where residents would accept or reject all of the necessary changes to the city charter. Now, I've talked before that the current system with a strong mayor is best. An elected mayor is most accountable to Walsall's citizens. The administrator is unelected. That's someone who answers to the city council. Now, others have different opinions, and that's fine. Now, why are we debating this change now? Because Walsall's current mayor is seen as failing by a growing number of people. There's a strong argument for keeping the system in place for that very reason. If you don't like the job the mayor is doing, soon enough you'll be able to vote for someone else. Walsall is a city with about 39,000 people. Surely there are other qualified people to serve as mayor if that is the public will. And surely those people, not a consultant, deserve to be heard about any changes to the way they are governed.